from the Ohio News Network. This is the ONN Daily Podcast.
It's Thursday, June 13th, 2024. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Kate Burdett. Overnight, a wrong-way crash killed one person in Cleveland and left a major interstate partially closed for hours. ONN's Candace Hare has the story.
I-71 North near West 150th is open again. This is after that portion of the highway was closed for multiple hours. This came as the result of a multiple vehicle crash that resulted in the death of a 60-year-old woman. In addition to the woman who was killed, three others have been taken to the hospital. Two of those people taken to the hospital are listed as being in serious condition. Wrong-way driver crashes are going up in Ohio. They are 40 times more likely to result in a death.
A heat wave is on the way, and it will have a statewide impact. ONN meteorologist Dylan Robichaud has details.
A dangerous heat wave is headed to the state of Ohio with temperatures in the upper 90s to near 100 early next week. Humidity will increase, so heat indices will be close to 105. Air quality may also be poor at times, and people with breathing issues should limit their time outdoors and take extra precautions.
In central Ohio, an accused serial rapist was in court yesterday. ONN's Yolanda Harris.
57-year-old Michael Davis pleaded not guilty to five rape charges, three kidnapping charges, and one count of attempted rape. The state asked for no bond. The judge said there will be a no bond hearing soon. Police say Davis raped several women last month while he was out on bond for a 2023 kidnapping and rape charge.
The pastor of a church in Bryan in Northwest Ohio was back in court yesterday over charges related to him letting unhoused people use his church as a shelter. ONN's Melissa Andrews in Toledo reports.
Dad's Place pastor Chris Avell has asked for a 30-day continuance for his hearing. Avell was charged with a fire code violation in April for allowing people to sleep in his church without obtaining proper certification. Avell will be back in court next month.
Less than a year after Amtrak announced an expansion through central Ohio, discussion of a second train route from Columbus to Chicago is gaining momentum. Here's ONN's Clay Gordon.
The Mid-Ohio Regional Planning Commission, or MORPC, says the route would connect Columbus to the rest of the Midwest and eventually to Chicago. Ohio leaders say they're excited to bring more tourism through the area from outside of Ohio. Right now, the timeline is unclear, but in about a year and a half, MORPC is still coming up with a plan to get funding. Their current timeline would complete the line for riding by 2030.
Ohio is part of a multi-state settlement with a pharmaceutical and personal care company over misrepresentation of the safety of some of its products. ONN's Tracy Townsend explains.
Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost and other attorneys general just secured a $700 million settlement with Johnson & Johnson. It's over allegations related to the marketing of the company's baby powder and body powder products containing talc. Ohio will receive $27.7 million as part of this settlement. And also as part of the settlement, Johnson & Johnson has permanently stopped making and selling any talc-based baby and body powders in the country.
The man who disrupted Tuesday night's Cincinnati Reds game versus the Cleveland Guardians at Great American Ballpark appeared in a Hamilton County courtroom yesterday. ONN's Angela Ann has more.
19-year-old William Hendon of Cleves faced Judge William Mallory, who told him, quote, "You're a star this week. You've got your 15 minutes of fame." Videos on social media show Hendon allegedly running into the field and appearing to speak to Cleveland center fielder Tyler Freeman before performing a backflip. Police were able to subdue Hendon with a taser and take him into custody. He was initially charged with felony trespassing, which was amended in court to a misdemeanor charge of criminal trespass on a place of public amusement. The Ohio State University student was released from jail without posting bond and is currently banned from the Great American Ballpark.
And after a 20-year absence, the U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds are returning to Rickenbacker Airport for this weekend's Columbus Air Show. ONN's Kristen McFarland has details with Air Force Major Jeffrey Downey.
With around 50,000 people expected to watch, preparation is everything. Now, a solo pilot can fly up to 800 miles per hour. That's about twice as fast as the average commercial plane.
In the Diamond Formation, planes fly as close to around a foot and a half of each other. These aren't tricks any pilot can try. Each Thunderbird has experience in the Air Force.
It's inspiring. It's patriotic, really, to look up in the sky and to see this excellence in human achievement.
Thanks to our television affiliates, WBNS in Columbus, WKYC in Cleveland, and WTOL in Toledo for their contributions to today's podcast. I'm Kate Burdett on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the ONN Daily Podcast, a production of Radio Ohio Incorporated on the Ohio News Network.